Hello. This is the Cambridge English Movers Listening Test. Look at part one. Now look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
We have great music lessons at our school, Uncle. Look.
Wow. Is the man with the blonde hair your teacher?
Yes. He always wears that blue jacket. His name's Mr. Young. But the older children call him Peter.
Oh.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
Who's the boy with the purple socks on? He's enjoying the lesson.
That's Fred. He's very clever. He can play the guitar and he can sing very well.
But he isn't singing here.
No.
Two.
And who are the two women? Are they your teachers too?
No. The woman with the bag is one of the mothers. She comes and helps sometimes.
Oh.
Her name is Vicky. She's nice.
Why is she laughing?
Oh, she's always happy when she comes to our lessons.
Three.
And who's the girl with the long straight hair?
Do you mean Jane? The girl who's writing the words to the song?
Yes. Why is she doing that?
Because our teacher asked her to.
Four.
And the boy with the curly hair is Mark.
The one who's playing the piano.
Yes. He practices a lot. He loves music, like me.
Brilliant. Me too.
Five.
And that girl's good at dancing.
You mean Daisy? Yes, she is.
But why is she wearing a hat?
Oh, she often puts that on. She likes the colours.
Good.
Now listen to part one again. One.
Who's the boy with the purple socks on? He's enjoying the lesson.
That's Fred. He's very clever. He can play the guitar and he can sing very well.
But he isn't singing here.
No.
Two.
And who are the two women? Are they your teachers too?
No. The woman with the bag is one of the mothers. She comes and helps sometimes.
Oh.
Her name is Vicky. She's nice.
Why is she laughing?
Oh, she's always happy when she comes to our lessons.
Three.
And who's the girl with the long straight hair?
Do you mean Jane? The girl who's writing the words to the song?
Yes. Why is she doing that?
Because our teacher asked her to.
Four.
And the boy with the curly hair is Mark.
The one who's playing the piano?
Yes. He practices a lot. He loves music, like me.
Brilliant. Me too.
5.
And that girl's good at dancing.
You mean Daisy? Yes, she is.
But why is she wearing a hat?
Oh, she often puts that on. She likes the colours.
Good.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Grandma, where did you work when you were a nurse?
I worked in City Hospital.
Okay. City Hospital. I have to write about the places that different people work in. It's for my homework.
Oh!
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
What did you do in the mornings at the hospital?
I washed the floor in the morning.
Do all the nurses have to wash the floors?
Not now, but they did when I was young.
Two.
How many days of the week did you work?
Oh, I only worked 4 days.
4 days isn't very long, Grandma. Dad works 6 days a week.
I know, but my work was very difficult.
3.
What clothes did you have to wear for work?
I wore a blue dress every day.
A blue dress? Every day?
Yes. But I always took it off when I got home and then put my jeans on.
4.
Did you like being a nurse?
Yes. I enjoyed working at the hospital a lot because I had lots of friends there.
Did you?
Yes. It's good to have lots of friends at work.
5.
Who came to your hospital?
Our hospital was only for women.
Only for women who were ill?
Yes, but they always got better because the doctors were very clever.
And you were, too.
Oh, yes. I helped lots of people there.
9. Listen to part 2 again. 1.
What did you do in the mornings at the hospital?
I washed the floor in the morning.
Do all the nurses have to wash the floors?
Not now, but they did when I was young.
2.
How many days of the week did you work?
Oh, I only worked 4 days.
4 days isn't very long, Grandma. Dad works 6 days a week.
I know. But my work was very difficult.
3.
What clothes did you have to wear for work?
I wore a blue dress every day.
A blue dress? Every day?
Yes. But I always took it off when I got home and then put my jeans on.
4. 4.
Did you like being a nurse?
Yes. I enjoyed working at the hospital a lot because I had lots of friends there.
Did you?
Yes. It's good to have lots of friends at work.
Five.
Who came to your hospital?
Our hospital was only for women.
Only for women who were ill?
Yes, but they always got better because the doctors were very clever.
And you were too.
Oh, yes. I helped lots of people there.
That is the end of part 2. Part 3. Look at the pictures and listen. There is one example. Mrs. First is telling Paul about the people in her family. What are the people doing now?
Hello, Mrs. First.
Good morning, Paul.
What's your son doing today?
Oh, he's fishing with his best friend. He loves doing that. But he doesn't often catch anything.
Can you see the letter B? Now you listen and write a letter in each box. 1.
My brother's busy today too.
What's he doing?
He's really clever. He's building a wall.
Inside his house?
No, outside. He wants to make the garden safer for his pets. He's got 2 dogs and 2 cats.
Cool.
2.
What about your daughter? I know her. She goes to my school.
That's right. She's making some paper airplanes today from her old comics.
Why?
I don't know. She enjoys doing things like that.
3.
And my sister's having fun too.
What's she doing?
Oh, she's working outside because the weather's nice today. She bought some flowers and wants to plant them.
That's my mum's favourite hobby.
4.
My cousin phoned me this morning to tell me about her newest hobby.
What's that?
Roller skating.
Really? Is she doing that today? The park is a good place for that.
No, she's got to do some work on her laptop. She's busy doing that today.
5.
And my uncle took the bus to town today.
What's he doing there?
He's at the zoo. He loves feeding the penguins. They're so funny.
Wow! I'd like to do that one day.
Me too, but I've got to go to the shops now, Paul. Bye.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, Mrs. First.
Now listen to part 3 again. 1.
My brother's busy today too.
What's he doing?
He's really clever. He's building a wall.
Inside his house?
No, outside. He wants to make the garden safer for his pets. He's got 2 dogs and 2 cats.
Cool.
2.
What about your daughter? I know her. She goes to my school.
That's right. She's making some paper airplanes today from her old comics.
Why?
I don't know. She enjoys doing things like that.
3.
And my sister's having fun too.
What's she doing?
Oh, she's working outside because the weather's nice today. She bought some flowers and wants to plant them.
That's my mum's favourite hobby.
4.
My cousin phoned me this morning to tell me about her newest hobby.
What's that?
Roller skating.
Really? Is she doing that today? The park is a good place for that.
No, she's got to do some work on her laptop. She's busy doing that today.
5.
And my uncle took the bus to town today.
What's he doing there?
He's at the zoo. He loves feeding the penguins. They're so funny.
Wow, I'd like to do that one day.
Me too, but I've got to go to the shops now, Paul. Bye.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, Mrs. First.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. Which is Charlie's favourite animal?
I love that poster on your wall, Charlie. Those pandas look great.
Yes, I like them a lot, Grandma. But I like lions best.
Do you? I like kangaroos. I saw some at the zoo.
Well, they're great at jumping, but they aren't my favorite animals.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Which man is the girl's teacher?
There's my teacher. Can you see him?
The man with the fair hair?
Yes. He's wearing his black shirt today. Mum doesn't like his new beard, but I do.
Oh.
2. What did Sally lose?
What's the matter, Sally?
My baseball cap is in my sports bag, but you know my blue towel, that's not here.
Well, go and get another one from the bathroom, and put your swimsuit back in your bag, too. It's dry now.
3. What does Hugo want to eat?
Would you like some noodles, Hugo?
Can I have a salad, Mum? I want to eat something that's cold.
Okay. Do you want some bread and cheese with it?
Not today, thanks.
4. Where's Jill?
Hello, Mrs. Storr. Is Jill here? I want to give her a school book.
Oh, hello. Jill's sitting in the living room, I think. Oh, no. She's in the basement. She's cleaning her bike.
Oh, that's 5 floors down.
I know. Take the elevator.
5. What must Ben's father buy?
I want to go to the store now, Ben. Would you like to come with me?
Yes, Dad. Can we go and get some new DVDs? And I need some new tennis shoes.
Not today, Ben. I've only got to get a map.
Oh, that's boring.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Which man is the girl's teacher?
There's my teacher. Can you see him?
The man with the fair hair?
Yes. He's wearing his black shirt today. Mum doesn't like his new beard, but I do.
Oh.
2. What did Sally lose?
What's the matter, Sally?
My baseball cap is in my sports bag, but you know my blue towel, that's not here.
Well, go and get another one from the bathroom, and put your swimsuit back in your bag, too. It's dry now.
3. What does Hugo want to eat?
Would you like some noodles, Hugo?
Can I have a salad, Mum? I want to eat something that's cold.
Okay. Do you want some bread and cheese with it?
Not today, thanks.
4. Where's Jill?
Hello, Mrs. Door. Is Jill here? I want to give her a school book.
Oh, hello. Jill's sitting in the living room, I think. Oh, no. She's in the basement. She's cleaning her bike.
Oh, that's 5 floors down.
I know. Take the elevator.
5. What must Ben's father buy?
I want to go to the store now, Ben. Would you like to come with me?
Yes, Dad. Can we go and get some new DVDs? And I need some new tennis shoes.
Not today, Ben. I've only got to get a map.
Oh, that's boring.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and colour and write. There is one example.
Would you like to colour this picture now?
Yes, please. I like this place. It looks nice there.
Yes, it does. Can you colour one of the bird's eggs, please?
The bigger one?
Yes. Color it red.
Okay.
Can you see the red egg? This is an example. Now you listen and color and write. 1.
Can you color the 2 trees now, please?
Which ones? The 2 trees that are on the small island?
Yes. Color those yellow.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
I'd like to color the boat next. The one that's sailing on the water.
Okay. You choose the color for the sailing boat.
Shall I do it green?
Yes, that's a good idea. Now, would you like to color the boy's sweater?
All right. How about blue? Can I make it that color?
No. I think purple is better there.
Okay. I love that color too.
more.
Now, I'd like you to write something here now.
Good. The bird's carrying a message, I think. Can I write on that?
Yes, that's a great idea. Write hello.
Hello? Okay. I'm doing that now.
Five.
And now some more coloring. The shell, I think.
The one in the boat?
Not that one. The one on the rock. Color it brown.
Okay. There. I'd like to pick that one up and take it home.
Do you do that sometimes?
Yes.
Well, this picture looks great now. Thank you.
Now listen to part five again. One.
Can you color the two trees now, please?
Which ones? The two trees that are on the small island?
Yes. Color those yellow.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
I'd like to color the boat next. The one that's sailing on the water.
Okay. You choose the color for the sailing boat.
Shall I do it green?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Three.
Now, would you like to color the boy's sweater?
All right. How about blue? Can I make it that color?
No. I think purple is better there.
Okay. I love that color too.
Four.
Now, I'd like you to write something here now.
Good. The bird's carrying a message, I think. Can I write on that?
Yes, that's a great idea. Write hello.
Hello? Okay. I'm doing that now.
Five.
And now some more coloring. The shell, I think.
The one in the boat?
Not that one. The one on the rock. Color it brown.
Okay. There. I'd like to pick that one up and take it home.
Do you do that sometimes?
Yes.
Well, this picture looks great now. Thank you.
That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.